Hour. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is in Charleston, South Carolina.
They've opened up some public garages so that people can get their cars on a higher level, because that's always a big problem around here. They've been trying to pump water out already, but the big problem that you're going to see if we get what is forecasted for this area is that you'll have the water trying to drain into the sea behind us. But then if you have storm surge, it can't really go anywhere.
A senior U.S. military official says several personnel have been injured, none killed, in an attack on the Al Asad Air Base in Iraq. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says the attack was in response to the recent killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran.
Base number four is primarily to provide military assistance and training. Number two, a major logistics hub. And number three, providing military assistance and ongoing operations in northern Iraq and Syria to root out the last elements of ISIS.
According to Reuters, the Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has spoken with Israel's defense minister, and they agree that an Iran-aligned militia attack on U.S. forces in Iraq marks a dangerous escalation. Markets around the world tumbled and sparked a Wall Street sell-off. The Dow fell more than 1,000 points. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The economy is slowing down. We don't see a recession today, but the fear is that this could change pretty dramatically.
However, Japan's share benchmark has soared nearly 11% a day after the massive sell-offs that shook Wall Street. The only Texas state police officer suspended for the failed response to the Uvalde school shooting is reinstated.
Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McCraw reversing the nearly two-year paid suspension of Texas Ranger Christopher Ryan Kendall, despite McCraw's original assessment of the job his officers did.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure.
Kendall, one of more than 300 officers that waited 77 minutes before taking down the gunman. State Representative Roland Gutierrez calling for more accountability.
Clearly, there is no intent to further any more investigations or any criminal charges against anybody. The fix is in.
Chris Fox, 4 CBS News, Austin.
Bloomberg News apologizes for breaking an embargo last week and printing a story about the prisoner exchange involving the U.S. and Russia. It says it has disciplined the journalists who were involved. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Two special prosecutors plan to file a criminal obstruction of justice charge against a former Central Kansas police chief over a newspaper office raid.
The prosecutors also say the staff of the Marion County Record newspaper committed no crimes. The small-town police department also raided the home of the newspaper publisher last August. The raid sparked a national debate about press freedoms focused on Marion, a town of about 1,900 people set among rolling prairie hills, about 150 miles southwest of Kansas City, Missouri. Gideon Cody resigned as the town's police chief last fall after his officers were forced to return materials seized in the raids. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Arizona Attorney General's office's former President Donald Trump attorney Jenna Ellis will cooperate with Arizona prosecutors in exchange for charges being dropped against her in a fake electors case. Ellis has previously pleaded not guilty to fraud, forgery, and conspiracy charges in the Arizona case. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, plenty of clouds and some showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Heavy rainfall, our biggest concern. East winds and lows in the mid-60s. Still some showers and storms around through much of your Tuesday. Heavy rainfall, mostly cloudy in upper 60s. Currently 71 degrees.
WRJN. that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand. And every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escaping. Home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories. And every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be. Homeward bound, I wish I. Escaping home, where my music's playing. Home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again. I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home.
silently for me.
walking down the highway. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heart?
Perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me. But I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go. Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
But when you're walking by-
vibes got a full bump. Look at Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got a high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got friends, just on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low, help her say. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump dinger and I like to knife that. Devil with a blue red, blue red.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back. they doing. hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Yeah.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
coming down the street. I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, I think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Deadly tropical storm Debbie drenched northern Florida and is moving on to Georgia and the Carolinas. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
This did not bring the catastrophic hurricane force winds that we've seen in previous storms like Hurricane Ian, but it has and continues to produce lots of water.
CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Charleston, South Carolina, which is bracing for flooding.
Really the bullseye here, Savannah to Charleston, 12 to 18 inches of rain expected from Tropical Storm Debbie. But this is the real, like, doozy. If you look at the National Weather Hurricane Center forecast, some parts they predict could get up to 30 inches of rain, and that's where they start using words like historic and catastrophic.
Several U.S. personnel were injured in a suspected rocket attack at a military base in Iraq. This as Secretary of State Blinken has been working to defuse tension in the region.
The secretary just recently spoke to the Iraqi prime minister about this possibility. He worked the phones again today with Egyptian and Qatari counterparts, with Western diplomats, with what he said today was a simple message. All parties need to refrain from escalation and take steps to ease tensions. It's not at all clear where we go from here.
CBS News national security reporter Olivia Gazis. Stocks around the globe spiral down over fears the U.S. economy is slowing. The Dow down more than 1,000 points today, but financial advisor Gene Peroni is more optimistic.
I think that the markets are still healthy. You know, the chatter now seems to be around whether or not we might enter a recession. I think that the market is not telegraphed.